Welcome back. This is Rona Simmons with the fifth episode of More 2-Minute Tales, this time covering wartime innovations. They say necessity is the mother of invention, and in wartime, necessity and invention often mean the difference between victory and defeat and between life and death. In researching No Average Day, I ran across a few such inventions. One was a bombing technique called glip bombing. Throughout 1943, the 341st Bomb Group had little success in destroying the numerous bridges that lay between Rangoon and central Burma, over which the enemy's supply convoys traveled. Whether they bombed in formation from 5,000 feet or attacked singly at treetop level, their bombs inevitably skipped over the bridge or slid under it and exploded on the other side. And unless demolished, the Japanese quickly rebuilt the bridges. Fortunately, in January 44, Major Robert Erdin, a squadron leader, found the solution. As he approached his target, he spotted a large tree in his way and made a last-second maneuver, bringing him in at a shallower angle. He released his bombs and looked back to see the bridge had collapsed. "That's it," he said. "Bring on those bridges." And they did. Soon, the successful squadron had earned the moniker the Burma Bridge Busters. Another innovation benefited military reconnaissance in the Southwest Pacific. The Allies had little knowledge of the enemy-occupied islands strewn across the area and great difficulty in obtaining it. That is until the military reconfigured P-38 fighter aircraft, stripping them of their cannon and guns and installing a payload of bulky cameras. The trade-off left the pilots unarmed, but with a newfound nimbleness and a speed advantage over the enemy. Much of the credit for the success of photo reconnaissance goes to Carl Polifka, who almost single-handedly mapped large portions of New Guinea and New Britain, and then went on to establish photo reconnaissance squadrons in North Africa and the Mediterranean. Still, it was a dangerous job. While making a photographic pass, the pilot, often absorbed in computing speed, altitude, and angle combinations, might not spot approaching enemy fighters like two of the photo Joes portrayed in No Average Day. Thank you for listening, and come back to discover more about my book and the people portrayed next time. The book will be in bookstores in October 2024, but is available for pre-order today.